My name is Alexandra Zsigmond. I am a 40-year-old sighted cis woman of Hungarian and Greek descent, with olive skin, short brown hair, and fringe. I am of medium height and petite build and typically wear black and white patterned clothing. My artwork, entitled Mati Armor, is a sculptural garment composed of over 400 rectangular copper plaques, each of which is embossed with a stylized eye design. The plaques are attached together with small copper rings, forming a wearable metal tapestry that evokes an ecclesiastic armored robe. The robe has long sleeves that extend outward like wings along a supporting beam mounted onto the wall. It cascades down to the ground, ending upon a low plinth installed beneath it. Like a robe, it is open in the front, revealing a long, thin portion of the back and interior of the garment. The sculpture's copper surface reflects the light, giving the overall piece a glittering and varied appearance. It looks either golden, iridescent green, or a deep rust color, depending on the angle. Please feel free to step up and touch this object. Each metal plaque is embossed with one of 22 different eye designs that form raised shapes on the surface of the metal. In the pupil of each eye is the abstracted representation of a pathogen, the microorganisms which cause infectious disease. Some of the microbes represented include the viruses and bacteria that lead to influenza, COVID-19, Ebola, HIV, rabies, and pneumonia. This combination of eye and illness imagery is inspired by the symbolic language of tamata, which are metal votive objects used in the Greek Orthodox Church for healing and prayer. Tamata often feature a standardized lexicon of body parts, such as eyes, legs, or hearts, and are hung near the shrine of a saint for protection. My interest in these objects stems both from my Greek heritage and my own history with illness. I was born with a congenital heart defect and have had two open heart surgeries, one at birth and another at 29. As a result, I've been given many heart tamata throughout my life by relatives and friends as good luck amulets to pray for my recovery and health. I've always thought of metal votives as a type of metaphorical armor, offering protection against ailments and misfortune. In this artwork, I was interested in transforming tamata into actual armor so that their protection could be fully embodied by the wearer. The garment shields the wearer against two agents of illness, the malevolent gaze of the evil eye, or mati in Greek, and the pathogens that spread infectious disease. It thus fuses ancient and modern conceptions of contagion, protecting the wearer on all fronts.